John Gage is the national president of AFGE. Colleen Kelly is the national president of NTU. Both have been knee-deep working with OPM on how the federal human resource processes should be improved.
We want to make the human resource program, the performance management system, we don't want it to be a burden on supervisors or employees. And that means really de-linking it from appraisal, from awards, from merit promotion.
This idea of reforming the federal workplace and making it a model employer around issues like the flexibilities, AWS, around telework, breathing real life into that so that it's not just a concept would go an awful long way.
So what does need to be addressed?
It's not so much about the process, it's about the implementation of the process. If you literally just look at the process and how it is supposed to flow and how it is supposed to work, it should work if managers are properly trained in how to apply it and if there is consistency in application.
I think the training, too, we're really missing the boat. Many of the pool of candidates to replace senior employees are really already within the agencies. The training that we do, it doesn't help the employee upward mobility. And what I mean by this, we could have so much training within the government, routine training assessed for college credit, basically a government public administration, government-wide type of degree.
Here are the most pressing issues.
Many people get a little stale. They hit the top of their grade. That's kind of where they stay. And I think Mr. Barry, and I'm certainly pushing him to do it, is thinking about adding more steps to the GS grades that will incentivize, I think, many of our employees who really have hit the top.
Hiring. There does not seem to be one template that helps agencies move through the process quickly, whether it's for one new hire or for 100. And also, of course, tied into that is not only the application process and, you know, how they do the assessments, but also the background investigation. So I think that is a process that most people agree the process needs to be looked at and probably changed.
New ideas suggested to OPM.
I'm a big believer in career ladders. Many of these agencies are built on these standalone jobs that really should be consolidated into a career ladder. And that means the classification system is going to need a real look. And when I say that, I mean it has to be made more flexible, it has to be more versatile, and updated. I mean, there's still classification standards that talk about secretaries typing words per minute or, you know, per hour, per anything, which is not really the way the jobs are now structured in the federal government.
The immediate elimination of use of the Federal Career Intern Program, the agencies call it the FCIP, and this is a program that was intended to provide for limited and very focused internships for entry-level jobs. It has instead turned into a hiring method that agencies are using as their sole means of hiring. And that includes big agencies who are using this for big numbers. They use it at the IRS, at the FDIC, in Homeland Security, at Customs and Border Protection. This is a real misuse of the way the FCIP was first set up.
Certain reforms miss the mark.
And some of it, I think, is going down the pump. I mean, the director wanted this peer review type of deal for employees' appraisals, which I think is, quite frankly, a pipe dream. And I don't think we'd be in favor of that. And I think we've convinced him that may not work so well.
I have made the same points about the GS system, that I believe many of the issues are about implementation. It's not about the system itself. And so to say that system should be changed in its entirety is not something that NTU would support.
Optimism around OPM's efforts are mixed.
I'm looking forward to capitalizing on the things that are working well in agencies and in seeing how we can help support that in other agencies and to our ongoing work with OPM. We have had a very open conversation with OPM, with John Barry in there as a director, and I know that's going to continue. And so once these formal proposals are out there, we are looking forward to breathing life into the ones that are going to help the agencies be successful and help employees be successful.
Devil's in the details, of course, but on just conceptually, I think that Mr. Barry and me feel that this is a pretty good time to put in some, I hate to call them reforms, I'd rather call them improvements. And I think that on some of the big issues that we've talked about, that AFGE can support them. And I think that'll go a long way to moving Congress and to getting them enacted.
John Gage is the national president of AFGE, and Colleen Kelly is the national president of NTU. OPM Director John Barry submitted his suggestions to improve the federal HR processes to the White House last week. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.